You're grounded with Emma and Ella.
It was Glow Trappin'. Hello, and you're very welcome to Your Crowd with myself, Emma Dorn, and my fantastic co-host, Ella Dorn. We took a little break there as I was away. I was away for a week, came back for less than a day, and then I was off again. But now I'm back, and I hope you're well since we last spoke.
And then last week was the final of the bake-off.
And that is very important to Ella.
Very near and dear to my heart.
And she was pretty excited that Matty...
Spoilers, you don't want to give people spoilers.
Ella, they've watched it by now, fair fans. Matty won.
I was pretty happy about that.
So you were pretty happy about that. So you were drunk on good vibes, so there was no talking to you after that. So we are just, well, not just, but a little while ago, we went to Buglers. Some people in the locality call it Buglers. I think the family call themselves Bugler, but I refuse to call them Bugler. To me, they will always be Buglers.
But like that's actually like their surname, I think.
I know, but I just call them Bugler. So we
it's like
went.
It's like if someone called you Emma Doran.
Yeah, I know, but I just don't, I prefer Bugler. So we went, the five of us went there. Mm-hmm. The squad had gone last week without me when I was gigging in Castle Bar, which Ella this evening let it drop that she thought I was in Castle Knock
for
the night.
I didn't think you were in Castle Knock.
But then you said, oh, no, no, I just got confused. I knew you were somewhere foreign.
No, I said I was going to say that, but I didn't say that. I've said
and
that
you're
that
half,
was...
You're half culty.
I said that's what I was going to say, but I stopped
Get
myself.
Say.
And anyway, you've turned that on me very meanly.
So that leads us nicely on to this week's topic, which is embarrassing moments.
Which is going to be a very short episode because neither of us have ever embarrassed ourselves ever.
No. I think I know the answer to this question.
Okay.
But do you embarrass easily?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I suppose. Actually, it's a two-part answer because I don't think you embarrass easily because I think you're quite, like, you know, free. But I think when you're actually embarrassed about something, you embarrass bad.
No.
You do.
Do you think you get embarrassed?
Yeah, I definitely did much more when I was younger. Mm. And then I feel like having done... stand up now for a decade, it really it breaks your filter, but also your tolerance for embarrassment is through the roof. So like I remember actually one year I did 12 pubs with my friends and I was heavily pregnant. So I want to say it was Tommy, whose birthday's in like early February. So I was pretty pregnant. And I was like, oh, I'll go or whatever. So obviously I wasn't drinking, but they were doing these challenges. Like go up to that person and say whatever and all this. And I was just like, yeah, grand. Like it wouldn't cost me a thought because I was broken by that stage anyway. So I didn't really care. But when
broken
I
broken with the pregnancy or broken with comedy?
Broken by comedy, okay. Broken as a human being. Like I was broken already, but the comedy just finished me off. So, I'd do whatever. I'm mad I am, but
crazy night in the town with Emma. She's up for anything, guys. Yeah. Anything you intrude or dare, she only says dare. She is
She's a baddie. I just mean I'm dead inside.
When someone says truth, she scoffs. Someone double dog dares her and she's ready to go.
I've done it all. I've seen it all.
Yeah, right. There's nothing you can ask her to do that she hasn't done already.
I think like what things would embarrass me now, I think like still, no matter whether you're broken inside, like tripping.
Mm.
Dripping's always going to be embarrassing. Yeah. Sneezes where snots come out. Oh, horrific. Like, horrific.
I'm
farting with the wrong people. Oh, my God.
I'm
so embarrassing.
I'm constantly tripping in work because I've been wearing the shoes for so long that they have no grip at all. And I just trip all the time and I kind of like try to play it off. And every so often someone will be like, oh, you just tripped. Like, no, I didn't. Please. I actually had a I'll start us off. I had a really embarrassing moment in work one of the weeks. But I think it was only embarrassing to me. Like, no one else would have realized.
Oh, that's really the worst.
I don't think I told you.
You can't share it with somebody and you just can't have a giggle about it.
I don't think I told you.
When you recover.
Yeah, I don't think I told you this, but I was serving this family. They're really nice.
Yeah.
And the dad.
Oh, God.
The dad comes.
I can actually see it in your being. You're just like, this is bad.
You didn't realize. But he
goes, oh, God, what is this?
It's your fault. He goes, oh, I saw you on TikTok. And I was like, what? What was I doing?
Yeah.
And he's like, no, like the pub was.
Oh, the pub was on TikTok.
Someone had given
Oh, my God, you thought you were a star.
No.
Oh, my God, you thought you had a fan. Oh, my God, that's terrible.
Someone had reviewed the pub on TikTok, but I just thought that he'd seen something of yours.
I was just talking about the pub.
Yeah.
Oh, that's disgusting. You thought it was a fan. You thought he wanted a selfie. Oh my God, Ella, that's horrific. That's really bad. That's disgusting.
I haven't shared that yet, but that was.
Oh, well, that's kind of like something that happened to me when I worked in Timber Trove. So bad. Did you? I ever tell you about this?
I vaguely have some kind of memory of something like this, maybe.
Oh, it was so humiliating, right? So this fella, I think it was him, another guy, and a girl maybe, but he was very vulgar and they were ordering like loads of food, right? They were getting like pancakes and a full breakfast and they were like
really, crazy.
They were going to town, right? And he says to me, he goes, and they usually didn't let me serve people. I was usually in the kitchen, like kitchen porter, and they'd only let me out when it was busy and stuff. So he goes to me, oh, you do videos with Jen Hatton, like this is kind of like Facebook days. And I was like, yeah, yeah. And he goes, come on, we get a selfie. And I was just like, oh, God. For two reasons, I was just like, oh, no, because like I look like shite. I'd been cleaning pots and pans, but also I could feel eyes burning into the back of me from the other people who worked there kind of going, what's this little bitch doing now? What's this all about? You know what I mean? I was like, oh, God, this is embarrassing. And I was like, oh, no. And then I was like, come up to me after you've had the food or, you know, something. He goes, oh, no, come on, we get the selfie now. And then I was like, oh, Emma, stop being, like, so precious. Just do the selfie. And then he leans in, does the selfie, and it goes click. And the second it goes click, he goes, could we get more ketchup? And I was like, oh, my God. I was just like, this is so humiliating. He's literally just taking a selfie with the person who's getting him more ketchup. Do you know what I mean? It was so like, ah, oh, yeah, very good. Anyway, get us more fucking ketchup, you dopey bitch. I was just like so deflated and I could feel my face burning and I couldn't share it with anybody and it was so depressing. It was disgusting.
I feel like that's still better than mine. I hope my situation made you feel a little bit better.
Yeah, no, I think mine was worse. I think mine was more fucking cringy. It was really it wasn't even like hee-hee embarrassment. It was just like, oh, cringe. Like you can feel it in your stomach, like, oh, cringe. Now, usually a lot of my ones, my like embarrassing ones now that pop to mind are in around bodily functions. So I used to be a great woman for the apples, actually. I don't know what happened. Probably all my issues with fucking having to get like tooth implants and stuff. But I'd be chomping on an apple, right? And I was in college. And of course, fucking big mouth out. I'm eating a Granny Smith, right? And I'm mouthing off about something, I'm cracking some joke while I'm still eating the apple. But then obviously, because I'm talking, laughing and eating an apple all at the same time, I start to choke a bit of apple. So the start is fine. I'm just like a coughing. But then it gets to the stage where, you know, like a cough becomes disruptive. Mm-hmm. And I was like, right, I'm going to have to leave now. I'm going to have to leave. And like the thing was, I was probably laughing at a fucking joke that I made. Mm. So I'm chomping on an apple. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're just so funny that it actually causes you injury to yourself.
I just excused myself from the lecture hall or whatever.
Oh, it was in a lecture hall?
Yeah.
Why are you chomping on an apple?
Exactly.
In the middle of a lecture?
Exactly.
That is not the kind of thing. If you're trying to have like a sneaky bit of food in a lecture, you don't get out an apple. A banana, maybe, but an apple.
I'm chomping on an apple. I'm being all mouthy. I start choking. So after a minute or two, I have to remove myself from
That's
the room.
More embarrassing part of the story, that you thought it was socially acceptable to be chomped down an apple during.
It gets worse. So I went out. But what I didn't realise, because at this point, I see as well, at this time as well, I was mad for the smoke. So I always had some sort of cough on the go. Anyway, what I didn't realise, that when I was outside choking, they could, all, they could all still hear me. Because I was like really choking out this stage, like really trying to hock up whatever this piece of apple was. And it was going on for ages, okay? And then I just... And basically, it was the timing of it was perfect, okay? The lecturer opened the door and, like, because I think he was like, better go see if she's all right. Just, the moment he opened the door, I did this... I did this crazy, crazy giant burp, okay? But it was like, the burp was basically like that the piece of apple had gotten lodged in my throat now at this stage, okay? And there had been like some sort of air vacuum. So it moved, right? But when it moved, there was a big like, there was a burp. But then with the burp, there was this big like eruption of air now being able to pass through my fucking lungs. And it just was like, it was like a foghorn. Like, didn't even sound human. And I was outside the classroom door, and as he opened it, I just looked at, like, in at the class and went, this, you could see everyone's faces. Everyone's faces just, like, went from concern to, like, that's fucking disgusting. And he was like, he just goes to me, you okay? And I was like, yeah, I think so. So bad. I was so embarrassed. And I just sat there for the rest of the lecture. Obviously, at this stage, I still had the apple in my hand.
Take another bite.
I just had to like leave the apple there. Obviously, couldn't. Maybe that's why I went off apples. Maybe it was around that time.
Yeah, like we eat apples so a lot. Bad. Just like.
Yeah, I think I was. I think I went through a bit of an apple phase.
Like, how would you feel if you were doing your like Vicar Street and someone was in the front row jumping down an apple?
Be concerned for their mental health. I'm concerned. They're so noisy. I don't know what I was thinking. I think it was, I was trying to get it. It was kind of a, like a bit of a personality thing or something. I was trying to create a personality.
That's Emma with her apples.
Yeah, like sitting on a chair.
Maybe you should like combat the smokes, have an apple.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, it could have been off smokes at the time. Or maybe it was one of those things like I went into lectures and like sat on chairs backwards with a baseball cap and like ate apples.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And you were like, this doesn't make any sense.
I'm out of here. Just go check.
Damn with society.
The state of me. The state. What was the one... No, there wasn't... It didn't actually involve you. It was a video on the internet, but the girl just looked like you. And I feel like you got embarrassment because she looked like you. She falls into the sprinklers at... Is it a football game?
You and Shane have this obsession with this. There's a video.
Which is so... It was like
you. No one
you.
Else is going to understand what you're saying.
It was you. It was you.
It's a video of a woman and she falls over the like fence of a football stadium thing and then she runs into the sprinklers. And you and Shane think it's so funny and you go, oh, look at that. That's you, Ella. It doesn't look anything like me.
And you used to kind of get embarrassed when I was showing you the video of the woman that wasn't you when we said it was you.
It wasn't me.
But I think it just affected you so much that we never lost. Do you know what I mean?
Sure, I
was like, stop.
I have the same embarrassing moment. Maybe once every 2 days, I'd say. So if we're college, any other college girlies will understand. At least in UCD. I have my UCD card, my U card, and I have my Leap card.
Yeah.
And they don't really look similar, but like one's a blue, one's a green colour. And constantly I'm going to the library, tapping my leap card, getting on the bus, tapping my U card. I'll be waiting for the bus and I'll realise that I have my U card out, ready to go. Constant. And it's always in the library when there's people behind you as well. And you go, sorry, guys. And I always have them in my phone case. I'm sorry, guys. So let me just daily.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Daily embarrassment. But whenever someone else does it in front of you, it's yummy.
Okay, yeah.
Because you get to have that. Oh, but I'd never make that mistake.
But if you use your leap card, you know, if you use your leap card on the bus and you haven't topped it up, that's bad.
It still works, though.
Yeah, but it's panicky. Do you know what it's like? It won't accept it.
Yes.
It's all panicky. And then you try to start topping it up there and then. Forget about it. That's where a panic station.
Usually everyone, I just go, oh, sorry. And the bus goes, oh, you're right, cool.
Sharon, I was actually saying something to me there the other day. Somebody tweeted something saying, there's no way to open. There's no way to close a window on a bus without seeming grumpy. And it's so true. You can't do anything.
Or open.
You know, yeah, but like doing anything on the bus, I just feel like it's embarrassing.
Yeah, like I felt like I was drinking my little coffee this morning on the bus so loudly.
Oh yeah, you probably were there.
I wasn't though. I'm very conscious about drinking quietly and eating quietly in the company, but I don't go chomping apples in lecture halls.
How do you feel about eating on buses?
No.
Yeah, I mean, I've done it, but I kind of judge myself.
Well, of course, yeah, you've eaten it when someone's trying to lecture. But
do you know that one of the things that happens now in comedy is sometimes somebody come up to you, right, and they know you or like whatever, they follow you online, but I'm not popular enough, so they'll be with somebody, their friend, won't know who I am, and then I have to stand there while their friend tries to explain to them who I am.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, that's probably one of the most embarrassing things, because I have to stand there for the conversation.
Yeah, that's good.
And just be like, listen to them, how they explain who I am.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, should I get involved? Should I like start opening up my phone and showing them my video? Like, oh, did you see this? But like, I just wish I wasn't there for the conversation.
They should really get that sorted beforehand.
Yeah, I know.
Or like if my friend like dragged me up to someone and
I'd be like,
oh yeah. You wouldn't be like, who?
Yeah, they just, no, honestly, the friends would know it over, they just stand there going, what? Don't know. And you're just like, I'm sorry.
You're just like, wait a second, let me pose.
And then the friend is like, you do.
They said you're on TikTok the other day.
You're like, I don't know who she is. I'm like, oh my God. What about, what's your first memory of being embarrassed? Do you have one?
Oh, I don't know.
Do you have an early memory of being embarrassed?
This isn't very early, but I remember we had a talent show in primary school.
Oh, yeah, that's always good.
Talent show in primary school.
Did you do it?
Yeah.
Did I go?
No, it was just in the class.
Oh, just in the class. Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah, that was a really... That's like shit that like there's people who I was in primary school with who we would have done talent shows and stuff, and you're like, we take that to the grave.
No, but it was like a talent show, but it was like... classroom work, and like it wasn't just like out in the yard, like it was like,
oh yeah. You know, but you take it to the grave. Yeah. You can never tell, like,
here I am, guys. Tell them. So I sang Valerie.
Oh fuck, oh.
Yeah, that's my little song that I sang with the talent
show. What age are
you? I was probably like, God, I was probably too old. I was like 11.
Valerie, oh my God, that is embarrassing.
Maybe even 12. Like I was,
no, it was primary school.
Yeah, but I would be 12. I was too old. I was too old to be like.
Well, so tell.
I I give it his socks as well.
Did you have music or was it a cappella completely? Oh my god. Fuck.
I don't know what possessed me to do it. And then after it was finished, I was like, oh, that was,
oh,
was like, oh, that was really good at it. Like, that was. Then after, everyone was like, oh, that was like really good.
Yeah. Oh no.
That's when the embarrassment set in. And I was like, oh no, that wasn't really good.
Oh, you knew. You knew by the way people were saying it.
I don't think, not even by the way they were saying it. Like, I think they did genuinely were like, oh, that was like, that was all right. But I think it was just after I'd finished.
Oh,
I was
God.
Like, and then I remember once, I think it might have been like.
What did the teacher say?
Oh, she's just like, oh, clap, clap, whatever. They don't care. But I think in like second year or something, someone might have said. I'd be like, do you remember when you did that? And I'm like, no.
You're like, shut the fuck up.
It's like, no.
No, well, that's a dirty dog who tried to bring it up in second year. Second year is worlds apart from sixth class in school.
No,
how bloody
fifth,
day.
Maybe fifth. Let's be generous.
Valerie, did you even know all the words?
Yeah, I would have known all of my. I've this is bringing up a lot of embarrassing memories now. Once we started, when we lived in the old house,
yeah,
on like the cul-de-sac with all the kids, remember I used to have my High School Musical CD.
Of course.
Yeah, I have my High School Musical CD, and sing along to Fabulous.
Oh yeah, I think I know.
Yeah, I think I had to tell you this one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sing along to Fabulous. I didn't realize I had the window open.
Everyone could hear you belching out.
So I went back. I went downstairs later to like go play, and I was like, "Oh, we heard you."
You're mortified.
You're just singing upstairs, Ella.
Oh my god, yeah, that you and that High School Musical CD, we always used to hear you all the time.
Yeah.
Your favourite one was Fabulous though.
Yeah, obviously.
Fabulous.
Yeah. But I didn't want people outside hearing my.
No, no. Oh, you'd be belting out, because I remember going out to the car and stuff with like shopping bags or whatever, and your window would be wide open. Because you would have had it wide open because you'd be shouting at people out in the road, yeah, come down a minute. So your window. You were always leaving your window open all the time. We're just like, fucking hell, close that window, Ella. What? It's that cold. We're like, Ella, it's snowing outside. What? I can't feel it. Like,
I'm fabulous.
I'm fabulous. Fabulous. Oh, you were always leaving that fucking window open. Oh, my God. And what? Like, wide open. Like, mental air wide. Like someone's jumped out wide.
Keeping the air. Keeping the.
Oh my god, because you were leaving it open for Coco as well, weren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I felt okay. I remember talking about Margie one day.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh yeah.
About your singing.
No.
About the window.
And she'd be like, oh yes, I'd often leave it open just to get the air in during the summer and stuff. And I was like, oh, here we go.
Yeah, but you were leaving it wide open like from the crack of dawn and into the night. And we'd be... You'd be asleep. And
my
we'd be like,
grandmother does it too.
We would be asleep. We'd feel this, there'd be like this massive draft coming from somewhere, like a gale up in the fucking landing. We're like, oh, she's left her window open again.
I wasn't embarrassed. I thought that was the
no, the singing. I do remember the singing. Yeah, you were mad for the singing. I didn't know you sang Valerie. I don't know why.
I honestly like immediately felt embarrassed about it afterwards. I was like, I'm not telling anyone.
What did you like? What were you doing on. Not obviously there wasn't a stage, but like what were you given moves as well? Did you use anything as like a prop mic?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, were like, did you just have your hands down by your side or what were you doing?
Like, it was so chill, like it wasn't like a statue.
Well, sometimes I go out by myself.
I might have a little across the water.
Oh, would you?
Maybe
a little hand gesture.
I can't remember.
Jesus Christ, yeah, that's bad. Yeah, the talent shows are always bad. Ah, sure, look, I did a talent show in fourth year. Bad stuff. Bad, bad, bad stuff. Oh my God, the rig out, everything, right? The rig out was, I'm like, this is bad. I had jeans and a denim jacket that were like dark denim. And I tried to dye them in the bath with bleach. Like, you know, like a tie-dye kind of a look, and they just looked like they were covered in bleach. Like, that's what they looked like.
Because they were covered in bleach.
I just got in like Domestos, and oh my god, this, I can't even say it. I sang a song that I wrote. I know. Oh, at a puke. And I got a girl in school to play the piano to it. And
classy.
I know, and I remember that for a couple of years after, a couple of people started singing the lyrics, and I was like, stop, stop. It was too much to handle. Like, the cringe was just out the fucking, it was off the charts. I mean, what was I thinking?
So I get my singing skills from you then.
Yeah.
My God. Singing performance skills.
I know. It was a slow song.
It was a ballad. The piano. Ballad.
But I mean,
what was the song about?
The song was about nothing.
Do you have memory of the words? Give us a few lines there.
I can't.
You do remember though, do you?
I can remember like two lines.
Yes,
what? I can't. Ella, I can't. I'll open up about it at some point. I just
she's
can't.
Not ready yet, guys.
The cringe.
Maybe in the new year.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe in the new year she'll be ready.
I'll be ready. No, it's just so bad. But, like, I don't know what. I think self-induced embarrassment's the worst, though, isn't it? Like, when you've just done it to yourself. There's something about that, like, obviously tripping and all that kind of stuff. Actually, one of my favourite, like, secondhand embarrassment things was, were you there? I don't know if you were there. I just know it was in TGI Fridays in Dundrum.
Relic,
yeah. And somebody ordered a burger, right? And the guy, I think you were there, the waiter was obviously very new, or like just extremely nervous, but like really really pleasant and nice. But like, you know, when he'd walk away, you go, Jesus, you know what I mean? Yeah, we'll leave him a good tip, whatever. But when he went to put down the burger and chips, whatever way he was holding the plate, he took the little bit of salad with his hand by accident. And I clocked him, spot the salad, because he didn't even know. He was so nervous. I saw him clock that he had the salad in his hand, and the way I could see, like, his mind going, what do I do, what do I do? And he just decided to put his hand behind his back. It's like, because you could see him pause and go, oh my God, do I put it back? And then he just put it behind his back. And he honestly, like, he was actually, like, visibly sweating. And I was just like, God, love him. I don't know what he's doing now. I hope he's okay, whatever he's doing. But you could just, like, he was turning, like, bright, bright red. And just fucking stressed. Just stressed.
I had a couple of instances like that at work. Like, I had this table, and for some reason, just, like, everything I told them was just wrong. Like, I don't know what I was doing.
Just lying to them.
I wasn't meaning to lie to them. Like, yeah. I think someone, like, one of them was Irish, but the rest of them weren't. And he was like, he wanted to try, like, an Irish beer.
Yeah. Oh, God. What did you do?
I was like, what beers do you have on draft? Like, Irish ones. I said, we have Heineken. I was like, oh. That's not Irish, is it?
No, but I could understand why you would think, because the way they market beers, but the way they even market lots of things, is they make you think that the thing is from your country.
Mm.
So today everyone would be like, oh, Cadbury's is Irish, and it's like, well, no, it's not. So I can kind of understand that. But yeah, just pure lying to them, obviously. But sometimes you have to do, sometimes you just do that in jobs, don't you? You just lie.
Yeah.
It has to be done. Did you ever wet your pants as a kid?
Not in
school, I don't think. Did you? No. And you never got sick in school?
No. Not in school, no.
But you did wear your pants, did you?
Yeah, we just like running to home. I wouldn't make it.
I wet my pants once in school.
Oh, more so.
Oh, yeah, big deal. But I was like, such a bitch.
It was after that lecture in college. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The next day you came in,
the force of that belt, I just pissed myself off. No, but I was older where it shouldn't have happened. So basically I was in, I want to say maybe second class, and I was doing gymnastics after school. So I was kind of like new in the school, and the PE teacher was doing the gymnastics after school. And like, she was really nice. Everyone loved her. Shout out Miss Hobbs. Everyone loved it. Thought it was business. But she was talking away and she was explaining stuff, right? And I didn't want to interrupt her. I was like, oh my God, I really need to go to the toilet. And she was talking and talking and talking. And I was too shy to interrupt her. And then before I know it, I was pissing myself. And for some reason, Margie was down at the back of the hall outside, but she could see. And I'm just looking over at her going, like this. And she just kind of signals to me to like walk out. So I think the PE teacher had known what happened, but I don't think any of the girls knew because they're wearing that big blue tracksuit. So it was just soaking into the big blue tracksuit. The thing was.
So not subtle if someone turned to look at you.
Oh, yeah. But then as well, the other part of it was we had to, it was like the 15-minute walk home.
Yeah.
The 15-minute walk home in pissy pants. And then I'm pretty sure as well, somebody stopped my mum on the way to have a big chat. And she was like, gotta go, Breeder, or whoever it was. And I said,
not the time.
I was petrified that people were going to know that I had. And then, actually, oh my God, I forgot about this part. I got away with it scot-free. It was fine. And I lived to tell, you know, lived to tell the tale, whatever. But I made the mistake. I told one of the girls on the road who I thought was a friend, an ally, had my back. I told her about it, you know. I said, oh God, you never guess what happened to me. Like, you know, mortified. I started telling everyone. She started using it against me. There was some fight about a skipping rope. She said, yeah, well, you feed your pants. So you're on rope again. And it all kicked off. And even though I'm nearly 40 and that woman is older than me, never got over it. Do you know what I mean? She stabbed me in the back.
She stabbed me in the back.
She told everyone I was pissy pants.
Did she have like a family that you could tell now? Just kind of.
What I need to do.
You could call her job and be like.
No.
She's a bad one.
What I need to do is I need to go back to college. I need to train as a primary school teacher. I need to then teach one of her kids in school. And then I need to feed that child multiple Capri Suns. And that child has to piss themselves. And then I have to start calling that child pissy pants, pissy pants, pissy pants. And then we'll be even.
Emma, that's really...
And I'll lose my job,
that's
obviously.
That's really worrying that you've said that. The fact that you would be willing to go through...
Yeah.
5 years of education.
Well, I mean, how else are we...
Five years of education. Just to bully a child that you don't know feed them Capri Suns? Like,
no, they would, no, I wouldn't have to force. I'd just keep giving them.
It wasn't even like, oh, it spread a rumour. Like, you're actually going to make the kid physically...
Yeah, well, if you put a Capri Sun in front of a kid, they're going to drink it. No one's going to say no thanks.
Well, what if the kid's like, can I go to the bathroom? They're better than you were. They're confident.
This is me planning off the top of my head. Obviously, I'd have it planned out strategically because it would have to be a bit of time. Because, like, I'd have to get a job in that school and then I'd have to make sure that I get a job teaching that child.
It seems like a lot of work.
Yeah, well, revenge is a dish best served cold. She wouldn't be expecting that.
But I don't think she'd even know
that
it was you.
She wouldn't be expecting that.
She probably doesn't remember this. It kind of feels unnecessary. It kind of worries me a little bit. Like, it's kind of embarrassing, actually, really, for you.
This is embarrassing for me.
Yeah, this whole plan to like become a teacher and...
Well, what would you do? What would you do to get your revenge?
Probably just let it go.
I'm not going to do that.
Let it go. Maybe do some gymnastic classes.
No, actually, when you say gymnastics classes, that's probably easier. I'd probably get into the school quicker doing an after school activity. That the kid would sign up to. I could actually, great out. I could skip the whole teacher training thing. Get a kind of an after school gig.
Yeah, I'm really. So, what's going to happen to comedy when you're doing this?
Oh, look, I'll keep it ticking over. I'll be getting loads of new content anyway. I I'll have loads of new stuff going on.
For sure.
And I'll be able to do all the school videos and stuff.
Yeah, no, for sure. That's
really and it'll be authentic because I'll be in a school. Do you know what I mean? It won't be like these other people going, oh, yeah, school content and they're having a breeze.
You'll be in it, yeah. That's really
I'll be in it. I'll be living it. Like, so whatever. And then I'll probably get a few interviews going. And like, you've kind of changed. You've kind of changed career yet again. Like, yeah.
Getting a bit old. Kind of all you
You're just
do.
Kind of like flip-flopping around stuff all the time. And I'll just, I'll keep it to myself. And then I'll have an hour show called Call Me PC Pants? Question mark. And then it'll be a whole thing. I'll
that's, have the name of the that's the name of the next show.
I'll have, well, no, it's not going to be the next show. It's going to be like a couple of shows in the future because it's going to take some fucking time to execute this.
You've lost all our listeners.
I know. I'm sorry. They're come
worried,
back.
They're worried about you.
I'm sorry. But what's your advice? Have you any advice from a psychology standpoint of how to deal with embarrassment? What to do about embarrassment?
I think just use your voice. Like, if you need to go to the toilet, just,
just
put your hand
up. I really should have. Like, what was the big deal? Obviously, I was just so nervous. I don't know. I was just so nervous.
Just put your... Yeah, it's understandable. I think we've all, as kids, have been there at the whole, like...
Yeah, I just got it into my head. I think how I deal with embarrassment now is I own it. Or there was something... Oh, I think it could have been even something in the house with just the boys. And one was getting wound up by the other one saying something. And we're like... Yeah, he keeps doing it because he knows you're getting wound up about it. Like, if you just... So, I mean, yeah, I don't get embarrassed as much. If I still, like... I remember one day I was on the bus. I think I was on the bus with Alfred Byrne. And so we were sitting downstairs and somebody, unharmed, but somebody fell down the stairs. Now, it is impossible to try and get down them stairs sometimes on the bus when it's moving. But the person fell down in such a comical way. But it was that thing of like, it was so comical, but you couldn't laugh just in case they were hurt. And we were just like, oh, we could feel each other's bodies. We were just like, oh my fucking God. But then the funniest part was the person got off the bus and we could relax. But then a fella who was behind the person that fell, he walked past the window and he looked at us. And the three of us started laughing because he'd obviously just needed to share it with somebody as well. But those things, when those things happen, they're still... Like, if I went out on stage and I tripped, I would still be, like, I would still be fucking embarrassed.
I had... Do you know? That bus thing just brought me back. I had a situation on the bus. I thought I fell on the bus.
Brilliant.
But I tried to do the whole, like... I fell down the stairs of the bus.
Yeah.
And then I got up and laughed because I was like, that was...
Oh, yeah. That's, yeah, perfect.
Silence.
Oh, no one helped you out?
No,
silence. Probably, do you know, I'd say like, people didn't even notice, did they?
No, because I made a big thing, but like when I fell, I went, like...
Yeah, yeah.
It was a fall. Like, I proper fell down the stairs and like landed on
That's
the ground.
Not like you, Ella.
No, not at all. And then I went, and then just silence. Everyone just stared at me. It's complete. Someone could have done like a little sympathetic, like, ha ha ha.
That was bad.
Yeah. And then I think that like the same week I fell down the steps of the bus, like the one you're getting off when you're hopping off the middle.
Oh, yeah,
the
I think
I'd appear just falling on the bus.
Laugh. I do that laugh thing, and then I look at someone. I look at people.
Hoping
see
that if, they're giving a little.
Yeah, you have like, but it's kind of almost as well like giving people permission. Like, yeah, go on, have a laugh, because then if you have a laugh, I can have a laugh as well, and we'll all laugh, and it'll be fine.
Yeah. So there's another tip for the listener.
Just laugh, man.
Just laugh if they want.
Just laugh, yeah. And just own it, man. You just gotta own it. I used to be mortified. Different times, right? But when I was growing up, I used to be mortified that I had ginger pubes. I was mortified that anyone would ever find out that I had ginger pubes.
Don't tell your one on the road.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't have told her. No way, God. Have hidden it for years. And then when I was doing comedy, I was just like, yeah, I have ginger pubes. And I was like, oh, I was like, this is like, you can just say the stuff and it's fine. And I was like, yeah, cool. So then I was like, yeah, I can own
the things. Are you proud?
Well, I wouldn't say I was proud. I mean, it is a bit of a fire bush, but anyway, what are you gonna do? Anyway, I think that's perfect.
That's a good place to end, I think. That feel good ending there.
Anyway, guys, don't feel embarrassed, and if you do,
just
let us know.
What happened?
Yeah. Let us know. Anything you want to plug, Ella? Anything you've got going on?
Yeah, I'm performing on Broadway.
Oh my god. Okay, so emmadorncomedy.com. All my tour dates.
Tickets on sale now, guys. The Emma Doran Show on Broadway.
Thanks so much.
If you subscribe.
For listening. Sorry to break, but I wasn't here. Physically wasn't here, guys. I hope you're well. I hope everything's good. And yeah, love you. Bye.